Welcome to KOP News. Today we are covering the ultimate 2026 World Cup experience in San Antonio. Because, well, why does a goal scored 1,000 miles away feel physically different when you are standing in a room of screaming strangers compared to, you know, just sitting alone on your couch?
Right. It really comes down to the psychology of the crowd. But yeah. When you were sitting in your living room, a goal is just a change in the score.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a number on a screen.
But in a packed room full of diehard fans, it becomes this massive shared emotional peak. The energy fundamentally changes how your brain processes the event.
I completely agree. And that brings us to today's depth dive. Our mission today is to unpack how these mega venues are trying to essentially engineer authentic stadium energy for fans. You know, people who are hundreds of miles away from the actual pitch.
Right, it is a huge challenge.
It is kind of like comparing a concert you listen to on your smartphone to actually being in the front row, feeling the bass.
Oh, absolutely. There is no comparison. And their primary mechanism for doing that is scale and immersion. For this tournament, they are basically transforming the entire KOP Sports and Entertainment Center into what they are calling KOP Stadium.
Wait, the entire center?
Yeah, the whole thing. King's Tavern is acting as the main bar inside, but the whole place is getting activated. They've got a brand new 20-foot LED big screen and crystal clear audio.
A 20-foot screen? Wow.
I know, right?
Yeah.
The goal is to make sure there are zero bad angles, so you are never stuck squinting from the back of the room trying to figure out if that was actually a penalty kick.
Right, that makes sense. But let me push back on this setup for a second. A massive screen is great, but if I am there for a whole weekend of matches, doesn't sitting at a sports bar get a little exhausting?
How do you mean?
Well, I just feel like I would get major sensory overload.
That is a highly valid concern. Mm-hmm. But this isn't just a bar. They're actually throwing a 3-day cultural festival from June 11th through the 13th, which is sponsored by Michelob Ultra.
Oh, I didn't realize it was a full-blown festival.
Yeah. And they are deliberately matching the entertainment to the competing nations. So, like, on June 11th at 2 p.m., when Mexico plays South Africa, they have a World Cup opening show, live mariachi, and a post-match DJ.
Oh, wow. So it is really a curated cultural thing. It is not just random background noise.
Exactly. Then on June 12th, for the USA versus Paraguay game at 8 p.m., there is live music from Skip Band Soul Rock, plus a live podcast right there on site.
Wait, a live podcast? That is super cool.
Right. And there is an after party with DJ Diablo and Robot Gorilla. Then the next day, June 13th at 5 p.m., it is Brazil versus Morocco.
Let me guess, samba dancers.
You nailed it. A full Brazilian samba performance and a halftime show. It keeps the crowd's energy from flatlining, you know?
That makes a lot of sense. It grounds the viewing experience, making it feel like a localized event rather than just staring at a huge TV while eating firecracker shrimp or loaded nachos.
Which are fantastic, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. Looking at the game day menu, that definitely helps fuel the crowd. The arrachera tacos and craft cocktails sound amazing. But this brings up a psychological question for me.
Okay, what is that?
Usually, sports fandom is entirely passive. You watch the pros, you eat the tacos, you get super hyped up, and then what? Do you just go home with all that unspent adrenaline?
And that is the ultimate differentiator for KOP, really. They put everything under one roof.
Right, because it's a massive sports center.
Exactly. You can actually step out of King's Tavern and right onto their pedal courts, pickleball courts, or indoor soccer fields to play a game before or after watching the pros.
That is a fascinating shift in the fan experience. So you can burn off the nervous energy from a tense match by immediately playing the sport yourself.
Exactly. It completely closes the loop on that adrenaline spike.
It really redefines how we interact with watch parties. So a practical takeaway for you listening, you cannot just wander in on match day expecting to grab a table.
Definitely not. Walk-ins for high-demand games are a huge gamble.
Right, so you absolutely must reserve via OpenTable to guarantee your seat for this unmatched stadium vibe. Seriously, do it now if you want to go.
Good advice.
Yeah.
But I want to leave you with this final thought to mull over. When you watch world-class athletes on a 20-foot screen, surrounded by roaring fans, and then immediately step onto a court yourself in the exact same building, how might that instant physical transition fundamentally change the way you actually understand and experience the sport?
That is a great question to leave off on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.